Lake Effect continues on WUWM now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. A couple of months ago, we met Gonzo Kudelane, the man who was to become the oldest graduate at age 59 of the engineering school at UW-Milwaukee. At an age when many people are thinking about retiring, Kudelane was getting ready for grad school.
In that interview, he mentioned a project he'd been wrapping up through the spring semester in which he'd worked with a team to convert a tiny French car called a Ligier to run on battery power. The transition is complete, and not long ago, I had the chance to take the Ligier out for a memorable spin. First, though, I asked Gonzo Kudelane whether there are any other Ligiers out there that inspired this work.
No, as far as I know, it's the only one in North America. These cars were never imported. Well, legally, it's not even a car in Europe. It's a moped. So the genius of that is that they managed to find some way in around the law or within the law where you can have a four-wheeled vehicle that looks like a miniature car. However, legally it's a moped, so that means you don't need insurance, you don't need license plates, and you don't need a driver's license. So this makes it very, very cheap. So in Europe, these cars are still valuable because of that.
But the story of how it got here, if I remember correctly, is still a mystery?
It's still a mystery. We haven't figured out how it ended up at UWM. It was at some professor's research lab for a while, and they start doing something with it, but never finished. And then it was ready to be crushed. It was on the surplus, and they were going to throw it away.
Well, and until you got a hold of it, it was a traditional gas-powered vehicle, correct?
Yes, it was. And so everything came out of that, and we put an electric motor. We had to reprogram it, and that was part of the difficulty on it. You know, you got to figure out the power the electric motor gives compared to a gas engine, and you got to match the power and torque curves. And that's all done with software, which is really cool now, what you can do with software with an electric motor.
Well, and I imagine doing it in a vehicle this size maybe isn't easier, but doesn't require as large a motor as if you were retrofitting a pickup truck.
Oh, of course. The original power on this car was 7 horsepower, and we matched it.
Well, and so what would be your hope by setting this up as a vehicle that, you know, you can use for this purpose, for various battery projects, if you will?
Well, this is going to go beyond just a battery project, because this being DC, one of the main things, or the DIYs that generate their own energy, you know, they got from windmills and water mills and, you know, solar panels, but it's all, you're all generating DC. So there are two things. Either you convert your whole house to DC, which is a total hassle. You can get an AC generator, which is not efficient. With this, you can have your little windmill or solar panel and recharge your own car for no cost.
So the key challenge in doing this?
Matching the motor, an electric motor, where a gas motor was, and the software part. That was actually more complex than I anticipated.
And so, and how long did it take to solve those challenges?
We did this in 3 months. So I think it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, no, not bad at all. Yeah. Well, so can you show me around the car? There, I guess there's not that much to see, but we're looking
sure.
at
how many. Looking at the battery bank in here, which are Johnson Control AGM batteries. Then we have a charger, which is a smart charger. So you can put lithium ion or AGM or, you know, traditional NiCad batteries, and this will it kind of self-regulates to whatever type of battery it is. Eventually, we want to get rid of this charger where we're plugging in and then use solar and wind power. However, one of the keys on this car, if you charge these batteries, if you buy electricity from the power company through this charger, you put on the battery, after all the losses, that would be the equivalent of buying gas at 76 cents a gallon.
Wow.
So that's my selling point on these electric cars, 76 cents a gallon.
That's spectacular.
Yes.
And I assume if we pop the hood, we're going to see an electric motor where
yes.
there was once a gas motor.
Yep.
Have not been able to replace the windshield yet, though.
No, we need to we need to order it from Europe. That's it.
Wow.
Electric motors are very compact for the power. The equivalent gas motor was about 6 or 7 times that size. And then this little box here that you're looking at, that's about 3 inches by 6 inches by 1 inch thick, that's the whole controller. That's that little computer in there. And you can regulate it. You can decide how much torque you want at low RPMs. So if you want to squeal tires, which, believe it or not, the thing will squeal tires if you hit it hard. You can also... The motors are set up for, I would say, conservative power. So if you really want to hot rod it, you can get 20% more power for about 30 seconds. You know, if you want to drag it, that'd be the way to go.
And we're holding up the hood right now, yeah. And it strikes me that this car is made of plastic.
Everything's plastic. It's about the thickness of a regular water bucket. Because you can poke any part with your finger, and you see how it bends in. And look at the frame. It's a 1-inch aluminum thin wall pipe, and it weighs probably 4 bicycles put together.
I was going to ask if you have some sense for how much this whole thing weighs.
I would say about 300, 350 pounds, not counting the batteries. Because, you know...
Right, the batteries, obviously, in any electric... Oh, there he goes.
You know, the thing, you know, it's like you lift.
Would you imagine that a vehicle like this, what you have done to it, also becomes, for lack of a better word, a kind of a marketing tool? I mean, just showing what can be done?
Yes, I think it can be a marketing tool for two things. One is definitely for electric cars. I think that the main concern usually is range. But this car has about a 60-mile range. Most people don't drive 60 miles in one day. So it would be acceptable. With bigger batteries, you can easily have 150-mile range.
We talked about kind of your plans following graduation with a master's program. How do you see that what you did with this project informing where you go from here?
Well, this is going to be an ongoing project. In part is because we want to work more with the programming part of the motor, and that's a project for this next semester coming. I'm going to get a group of students to work on it. We're going to be working together with the art department, and this is going to be the Panther car. So you're going to see whatever they decide to go crazy with, they're free. You know, they want to put bat wings and make it a bat car. I'm happy with that. The other thing is all the charging part. So there is on chemical engineering, where they're doing a lot of the solar panels in materials engineer. We can test how they charge. We can do also wind generators, which is another part on the electrical engineering department. So we would like to consolidate all those different projects and use this as a test bed for all of them.
Once the art department gets a hold of it, you have to take the Jean plaque out because it will. I guess it will still be yellow because
it will be, but it will be the bright yellow, not this pale yellow. Yeah, I'm not much for pastels on cars. You know, I like them a little bit brighter, but they can do whatever they want. You know, really, it would be free for them to be creative.
Gets back to the marketing tool that we were talking about.
Right.
Well, should we take? Can we take this out for a little bit of a spin?
Yes, let's go for it.
All right.
I
guess you know what? I expected to have to move this seat up, but I do not. I do still have to crank the key?
No, that's just to unlock the wheel.
It's, okay.
And now you just hit the gas and it goes.
Oh, hello there.
It's pretty torquey, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. And then once we put there's going to be a cowling around the motor, and that little vibration that you hear is going to go away.
Do I need to fold the mirrors out?
If you want to.
The windows don't actually roll down, do they?
They're electric. That's part of our next step. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. What I'm amazed by is that there is nobody looking at us.
Yeah.
I sort of half expected people to take pictures of us as we drove around, but people are kind of just sort of... Yeah, very torquey.
Exactly. So I think that needs to be controlled a little bit. The start's a little bit softer.
I kind of want to...
turning radius is nice.
Sure.
So that vibration, that's only some noise that we can take care of. So this was our first stage. Make
right.
it run, we can test it, and now we need to refine it.
And that's really just the
yeah, see the brakes are low too.
Yeah.
They slow you down, but yeah, they can go through the, yeah.
Yeah,
you can go into the street. Right. What's going to say?
Gonzo Kudo-Lane graduated in May from UW-Milwaukee's College of Engineering. You can occasionally see the Leger he converted to battery power tootling around the UWM campus. Or more easily, you can check out pictures at WUWM.com. And that wraps up today's edition of the show. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
It is 11 o'clock, and fresh air is next.
I feel like we're about to take off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, here I was thinking we were up to 20, but we're up to 20 kilometers an
yes.
hour. Yes.
Yeah.
There's
about 14 or 15 miles an hour.
I'm going to let the cars behind us go past.